You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and we have a full studio. Kate Lochte's here, along with Debbie Danielson and Nicole Schmidt of the Murray Art Guild, here to talk about Friday's third annual Empty Bowls Project. Ladies, thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Thanks, Tracy.
Nicole is representing Murray State University nutrition students who are going to be cooking the soup that goes into the bowls that won't be empty.
Right.
After the soup is in.
Exactly.
Debbie, describe the project in toto.
Well, Empty Bowls is an international grassroots project, and it's an effort to fight hunger needs in your community. We partner artists from the Murray Art Guild, student artists, professional artists, work throughout the year making handmade ceramic bowls, and then those bowls are used to serve a very simple soup dinner. Funds raised from that simple soup dinner go to the Murray Need Line. The participants will they'll pick out their handmade bowl, and then they'll have that bowl to take home with them as a reminder of food insecurities.
Just think about it. Mm-hmm. I think that's what you're a moment of thinking about, food mm-hmm. insecurity in our community. And we've got four lovely bowls in front of us. Who are the artists represented on the table?
Well, two of the pieces, I am not sure who made them. We kick off the event at the Guild with the Special Olympic delegates coming to the Guild and doing a night of bowl making. And then we've had other students help. We had a Cub Scout troop come and help. And
that would be number 57,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, exactly. Cub Scout troop 57. And then Art Guild members do. Typically, the bowls aren't signed, so it's not about artist vanity, I guess. So a lot of the bowls are anonymous or not signed. A lot of them will have a simple stamp on them that says Empty Bowls 2013. We use that stamp in our studio. And then the other bowls that I brought were made by Reed Parrish, who is our artist in residence, ceramic artist at the Art Guild.
I didn't mean to ask this question, but I'm going to anyway.
Okay.
When you were there and you've got the soup ready and the bowls are all out there, is it fascinating to watch who picks up the bigger bowls?
I didn't notice, actually, last year. I didn't pay attention to that.
I thought it was
much
more fascinating to see who picked out the smallest bowls. Because they do, because they are all sizes.
Mm-hmm. Sure, even here, there's one that's rather petite, and mm-hmm. there's one that's big.
And some last year, Murray State Clay Club has donated bowls in the past. And some of those were very tiny, almost like ramekin-sized bowls. And so it was interesting. That's the one my mother got.
So the proceeds are almost minimal compared to what you get. You walk away with a bowl, and you've had a bowl of soup, and the donation is $15.
Mm-hmm.
And that's possible because of all the work you guys are doing. Nicole, tell me about when you start prepping and what you're making.
Well, we're having two different types of soup this year, and one of them is a chicken tortilla soup, and the other one is a potato soup. And I think one of the girls in our organization is also going to donate a crock pot full of corn chowder soup. So if you get there early, you might get some of that before it goes away. But we start usually at the beginning of October, trying to get some ingredients donated because we do make it from scratch. So everything is made from start to finish from ingredients that are donated from different organizations in Murray, from Walmart, Kroger, different restaurants that are able to give us what we need to make the soup.
And you're actually in a class that is teaching you, mass production?
Yeah, some of our classes that we take with the nutrition department that are part of our major, it's quantity food production and purchasing that's taught by Dr. Beth Rice in the department. And that helps us know how to expand a recipe from something that's just for one crock pot to whenever we make 200 servings for something like empty bowls.
And where were we on the crock pot estimate?
I think we're at about 15 right now, and that's not including some of the stock pots that we're also going to be using to cook.
And these are all the soup is cooked up at the lab in Applied Sciences?
Mm-hmm, in Applied Sciences North. There's a food science lab and then the meal management kitchen, and we're using both of those. We have tons of stoves and outlets and all kinds of good prep stuff to get it ready.
Now, I understand that that you and Debbie learned a lesson last year.
Well, we have these hotel pans in our kitchens in Applied Science, and they're really great for storing. They cool really quickly, so it causes everything to have a really even temperature. But transporting in a car across town, even though we're only going from campus to the Art Guild, ended up being kind of a messy situation. So we're going to stick to just transporting in crock pots this year, which will hopefully.
What did you estimate was in your wheel well?
I had about 2 cups of vegetable soup in my wheel well. After a few days, Etta said, "You're going to clean that, aren't you?" So I finally had to.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the Empty Bowls Project Soup Dinner Benefit this Friday from 5 to 7 at Murray Art Guild. And my understanding is that it goes pretty quick.
Yes.
Like, bam!
Yeah. And I mean, people are ready to eat at 5. They're, you know, and we've got everything ready to go line up. So, and there's sit down tables. We do it outside. We'll have a fire pit. There's music going to be there. So it.
Who's music?
Well, one of the members of the organization named Abby Burt, she works over, I think, in the Hart College coffee shop. And there's a band that plays there frequently that she's getting to come play at the event. So I think it's bluegrass music.
Yeah, they didn't have a name. They just kind of get together and jam on an open mic night at the dorm, and they kind of
fun.
Yeah, it was a really nice environment.
What else do we need to touch upon for this event?
Well, I was gonna just a little bit about Needline.
Yeah.
Again, it's a $15 donation. That's a minimum donation for the bowls that we have there. And last year we were able to donate $2,500 to Needline.
Wow.
They use that money primarily for the families with food needs. They have over 1,000 applications each month. And most of those applications are food needs. They also help people with utilities. They help people with prescription needs. They help with the backpack program, and then they service our senior citizens. So they really touch a lot of lives in our community. And a lot of people, you know, anonymously that you probably don't even know, maybe your neighbors or family members that have those needs, that Needline is there for them, that they can call on anytime they need it. So it's a... I feel good about being able to support that and the Guild being able to get involved in the community in that way.
So there will be enough soup for about 200. You have 200 bowls.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is to get in the soup line pretty fast.
Right. Yep.
I say that as one who arrived after it was all gone.
The first year we did. The first year we definitely underestimated the participation, and we sold out rather quickly that first year. Yeah.
Well, good for you. So many great partnerships. Nutrition students, Nicole Schmitto here to represent that group, the MSU Clay Club, and the Murray Special Olympic delegates, and Cub Scout Pack 57.
Yes.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And again, I just need to reiterate that the Empty Bowls Project is going to be Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Murray Art Guild, which is at 500 North 4th Street in Murray. You can have more information by calling 752-703-4059 or go to Murray Art Guild at murray-ky.net.